James McCanny is, of course, is a great friend to the Power Hour, has been for years, and he's my favorite guest. I've made no secret about it. I love having him on. I love talking to him. I love the thoughts he provokes. He is, of course, a Tier 1 scientist. He has taught mathematics course at the university level, the highest scholarly universities, supposedly, in this nation. He's best friends with Carl Sagan. You know, I laugh, but it's such a pleasure to welcome him. James McCanny, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Thanks, Daniel. How's my sound? Does it sound okay?
You sound perfect to me. McKenzie,
oh, okay.
We good?
Excellent. Okay.
Okay, yes,
good. Thanks, Daniel.
Perfect.
Glad to be back.
Yes, you sound perfect to me. We always have topics of discussion, especially when you're coming on, and they're always very interesting. We're going to push them aside a little bit, yet last night something really unique happened. Trump's speech, I think that's the biggest story in the world right now. Let's start there, because everybody wants to hear what James McCanny has to say about this.
Well, he is 100%, 110% exactly right on. And the fact that literally you can see tapes of Schumer and Schiff and, you know, all the other senators talking about a wall, and then as soon as Trump is elected, they're all dead against it. This is the deep state at work. These people are basically operating under, they're liars. They're con men, they're liars, et cetera. But Trump is exactly right. Everything he said is 100% right on. And if you have ever gone to a third world country, which most Americans have not, and it really irks me that people have an opinion who've never been in Mexico. You know, maybe they went to Cancun, you know, in a five-star condo. That's not Mexico. You know, how many people have ever been? I lived in Mexico. I've lived in a lot of Latin American countries. I've traveled around the world. And it's not this rosy-colored glasses kind of place. And the people don't have good values. They don't have respect for human life, human dignity. And some do, but you have to screen the people that come into the United States. You just cannot
hold that thought, James.
Order.
There's the first break. We'll be right back on the other side. This is very important. James McCanny, love to hear his opinion. Stay tuned to PowerHour.com. We are really happy to be with James McCanny, JMCCSCI.com. JMCCSCI.com is his website that you can check out, just a plethora of information, and quite a source he is. James, before the break, you're talking about these border towns. I can remember going to Juarez, which is near El Paso, and it's like on one side of the road it was America. On the other side is like some kind of hellhole I just went into. It was crazy.
Yeah, the border towns are particularly difficult. Let's just put it that way. I don't know what other word you could use, a lot of adjectives. But Mexico is a very diverse place. And when I was young, I'd be down on the Caribbean traveling in my vehicle. You'd come to one town, everything was painted with pastel colors, flowers growing, people well-dressed, walking around, you know, commerce going on. You'd go to the next town, and it looked like an atomic bomb hit. Everything was disheveled. The roofs were out of disorder. Nothing growing, no plants, kids running around with no pants on. And you go, you know, what is the difference here? And Mexico is a very diverse country, but a very poor country. But you could see that people could live in relative poverty, but live well. And so, Mexico is really a difficult place to understand. And if you don't understand the culture and the history that has kept them in the dirt, including their own leadership, completely corrupt, and the wealth differentiation between the rich and the poor, and of course American policy for the last 50 years, which has maintained that. But then you have all of the traffic that comes through Mexico and across our border. The heroin traffic from Afghanistan, the South American drug traffic, the human traffic that comes from all locations trying to get illegals across as parents of kids who are not their kids, it's just endless. And Trump is very right. There are avenues for people to become citizens. It's not at the border. It's at U.S. locations in the cities throughout Mexico and other countries. That's where you go if you want to enter the United States legally. You don't go to the border and try and slip across or try and throw your baby across the wall or whatever. That's not the way to enter the United States. So he's absolutely right. And the government being shut down, well, this is the standoff. This is the standoff that I suspect is going to go on for a long time. Unless the American public raises up and demands that their senators and congressmen find a solution.
Well, let me interject there. Let me ask this question, because last night I was watching his speech, and I agree with everything he said, especially I don't know anybody can argue about, you know, you can argue that, well, we went to war in Afghanistan, heroin production quadrupled, and now we're just pushing the drugs through the border. Yeah, okay, I agree with you. That looks exactly like what's going on. And so the media is now running cover for the deep state, for the CIA running the drugs back up to America. Yeah, okay, I agree with you. But what concerned me from this moment is Trump made a do-or-die stand. Trump has posed this. If he gives in now, if his administration gives in on this point, to me, he's done. This is his, what's the line in the sand has been drawn. He just drew it.
Yeah.
Yes. Right. Does this bother you? I mean, do you see the concern there?
No, I just think this is the inevitable, and it's coming down to this. And this is probably the number one issue that the United States has to solve at this time. And, other things are going on in the background. Essential aspects of the government are going on. We have some other big fish to fry, including the fact that China and Russia have offensive military weapons in outer space that we don't even have the ability to detect, let alone stop. We have some major issues going on. We have a military-industrial complex that is totally inept. The only thing they can do is suck up money. They cannot produce a product that defends our country. So we have some big, big fish to fry. But the border issue,
let me ask it in these terms,
central to everybody in the United States.
Let me ask it in this terms. It seems like, you know, we've seen Trump want to get out of Syria. I didn't ask the question before very good. I kind of confused the whole thing. Trump has said he wants to pull out of Syria, and now we're seeing the bureaucracy start to pull away from that. We're seeing Trump come up, he's been talking about the wall since when he was candidate Trump. This is a do-or-die moment. I'm afraid, is he going to get backed off on this? Is he going to compromise on this and push back on this? Why didn't he come out and just declare a national emergency, take the money out of the defense budget? He could certainly do that.
I can't answer that. There's a lot of things where he has let procedure take its course. And this is one of them, so I can't answer that. But anyway, this is the course that's underway. We have some other major fish to fry in geological issues, the caldera at Yellowstone, the potential for tsunamis from the Canary Islands. These are very real issues, major earthquakes on the San Andreas Fault or in the St. Louis, the New Madrid Fault. We have major issues in the United States that we're not addressing because the Congress has left this border issue go for too long, and that's why it's a big mess. But when you solve problems, Trump inherited a government that was in total disarray, that was going, taking the country south, literally to complete demolition. And so this is one of the major issues. I just see this as the natural course of history, and I'm not a foreteller of the future, but I suspect eventually this is going to have to be solved. The greatest wall in history, the Great Wall of China, was built for exactly the same reason. And after it was built, China experienced one of the greatest periods of prosperity of any nation on earth because they built and manned that wall because of the invasions, the constant interruption from Mongolia. So it's the same. This is not new. This is the same issue. And at that point, China had an emperor. And like you say, he just took the bull by the horns and said, we're building this wall. And it took them a long time, but that wall still protects China, oddly enough.
You mentioned when you first came on about the con men, the liars. Irregardless of the issue, it's very interesting to me how we see the corporate media now come behind this and what they're saying. It's really fascinating in some ways, but disturbing on the other. On the other side, more with James McKinney. We're going to get to the Vatican, the Pope, and his talk about what they're talking about science and the stars and what they call science. Stay tuned. JMCCSCI.com is James's website. We'll be right back.